Sometimes families can, particularly the children, can feel like they don't want Christmas to happen. The only person they want for Christmas is the person who's died. So it can be very, very difficult, particularly building up when everybody's getting very excited. They might not be looking forward to Christmas, or actually they might actually be quite excited, and it's okay to be happy. We want them to be happy. We want them to look forward to their presence. But also to acknowledge the person who's died, you know, if they want to. They can talk about that person. You know, there's lots of practical things that you can do. Lighting a candle for mummy or daddy or whoever's died, or putting something on the Christmas tree. We've done a lot of decorations for the Christmas trees, which they've loved doing. And it's like, yes, that person isn't in the room with them, but they are there because you're acknowledging them. It's about talking about the person who's died. It's about acknowledging how they feel about it, whatever that feeling might be. It doesn't matter what it is, it's what they want to do. So they might want a quiet time, they might want to be really busy. It's really allowing them to do whatever they want to do. It's just to acknowledge that I really do need to talk to someone. Over Christmas, I think you need to surround yourself with people who understand what you might be going through and how you're feeling. Taking care of yourself, being kind to yourself, you know, surrounding yourself with people who do sort of know that actually, yeah, I might want a quiet moment on my own. Or sometimes families want to do something that reminds them of the person who's died. Sometimes they want to do something completely different, and that's okay. I've just spoken to someone today and, you know, someone's offered to do them Christmas dinner, as practical as that is, you know, sometimes, and allow people to help you. But you have to do what's right for you and what you feel comfortable with. Some days are good, some days are bad, and that's okay. Grief is a real roller coaster of emotions. So, you know, some people like to plan, some people don't like to plan, particularly when their hearts are broken. They just like to take each day as it comes, and that's okay as well.